Good afternoon, Outliers. How are y'all doing today? Happy March 20th. Happy Hump Day. Happy Year of Our Lord 2024. I hope that today has been an absolutely fantastic day for you. Because the market seems to be happy. If the market's happy, I'm pretty happy. But I'll tell you one thing. This market is pounding higher. You should never, ever get in front of the trend and try and say, nah, this is where it comes down. Because I guarantee you, there are a ton of people right at this very moment who are losing their shorts, literally and figuratively, losing their shorts because they think they know more than the market. That's new all-time highs. Even when I was sitting on the sideline, before I had run a lot of data, even when I was sitting on the sideline, I was saying, do not get in front of this. This is an incredibly aggressive trend. And if you're out there buying puts, if you're out there saying this is too damn high, if you're out there saying it can't go any higher, you got another thing coming, son. You got another thing coming. So, like I was saying, Leo, good to see you. Like I was saying, don't get in the way of this market. The market's very happy with what Jerome Powell said. He's not raising rates. He's not lowering rates. He's just keeping them tight, keeping them where they are. Now, I have been a very staunch bear on the market. I'm sorry, on the economy, which is not the stock market. Clearly, right? As you can see. I'm very bearish on the economy. However, you as a trader need to set your own perspectives aside. Focus on what's in front of you, right? I can see right now, and so can you, looking at this chart right here. Market is pushing higher. So why would you want to be in the way? Absolutely. Goran, glad you're here. So let's jump into our market analysis. We got a lot to cover because we are trading now. Let's get busy. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade. There we go. In only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading by using Outlier. And Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. So let's take a look at my style of trading. I like to start with the market. Let the market tell us which direction it's going. With the 10 over the 20 with price over the 50. That's what we have. It's what we've had. We're going to continue to have this until something changes. But the number one rule you need from this moment forward. Wait a minute. I need to pause for dramatic effect. Just a moment here. There we go. The number one rule that you need to have from this moment until the rest of your life. Do not be a contrarian. Do not become a contrarian trader. Do not say, well, if the market's going up, by God, this is the time where it's got to come down. It can't go any higher. Because you know what it can do? It can take all the money in your portfolio and more. So never, ever, for the rest of your life, call yourself a contrarian trader. You can call yourself an outlier all day, every day. But being a contrarian is the fastest way to the poorhouse. And trust me, I've done it twice. I have blown up my account twice thinking I knew better than the market. That's why we start with the market. Let the market tell us which direction it's going. Next, we need to look at our existing positions. Always start with your existing positions and do one thing, paramount above everything else, reduce risk. Now, as we have these positions on, you will hear me say this, and it will get ingrained into you every day. Reduce risk. Every single day when you show up, your number one job is to reduce risk. Let's take a look. All right, first trade on the board, PSX, doing awesome. PSX is looking strong. Where are our exit points? The half ATR, 10 EMA, or yesterday's low? We're nowhere close. This is yesterday's low here at 156.31. Actually, it was set on this date. You never lower it. Hey, Victor. You never lower it. So we're at 156.31. Now the 10 EMA is down here. The half ATR is somewhere down here. It doesn't matter. We're only going to move it up. So from a stop out perspective, we're good to go. Now, on a sailing into strength, I'd look to exit if there were order blocks in the way, which there's not, or if the heat map hits G15 to 20. So let's go look at PSX's heat map real quick. But I already marked it on the chart that I get out at sailing into strength at G27. So when it's already higher than G15 to 20, I go 5 points higher on the heat map. This is the heat map down here. So you just zoom in. Changes from weekly to daily candles. Hey, you'll notice we got the new icons today, which look really sharp. That was a suggestion from one of our customers in the Discord. So we got in on G22 on this candle here. And so it is at G26. So today is not an exit point. We can get out G27. So tomorrow could be that exit point. Tomorrow could be it. As of right now, PSX stays on. G Diddy. Let's take a look at G Diddy. All right. So yesterday's low, 118.15, has not been breached at the moment. Half ATR and 10 EMA are somewhere down here. So we're good. So no exit point here. Let's go ahead and raise it up for tomorrow when we look at it on today's low, which is 118.52. Never, ever pull your exit points down. You only pull them up, period. All right, let's go to the next one. Allstate. Allstate. All right, it did not like the move-in rates today, or the non-move-in rates today, right? At the moment, it's below our exit point. Now, it's only 7 cents below. So on a day like that, when it's really close, and in the last, you know, handful of minutes, it went down there. What I like to do is just let it play out, right? I'm going to let this play out for next, I don't know, 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes that we're on the live stream. If it's below at that point, I'll take it off. If it's above, I'll leave it on. Now, things can happen. And this is a rule that I made inside of 2024. If price moves past the planned exit point at the close, meaning, let's say, for example, price is right at 161.32, okay? And we decide to keep it on in the next few minutes. No big deal, right? If it then goes and closes below there, right? Let's say the last 10 minutes of the market, it closes below there, anywhere below there. We have a separate rule that I put in place. Set an alert to close the trade if it drops below the prior day's low intraday. This is my one and only emergency exit that I will do midday. So for example, if this happens, we'll set an alert at 160.86. That's the low of the day. And tomorrow, if it goes below there, doesn't matter for 1 second, doesn't matter if it's the entire day, the first alert that I get on that, I'm out. So we know what to do. So we'll hold on to Allstate just for a few minutes, see what happens. Like I say, it was up there just a couple minutes ago. It's 6 cents off of that right now. It's so close. I'm going to let it run for a couple more minutes and decide which direction it's going. See, right now it just went up. Now it's 1 penny off. 1 penny. Moving on. Let's look at some new trades. Grab today's signals. So let's take, I didn't look at G Diddy on here, did I? I didn't look at Allstate on here, did I? G Diddy. Selling to strength at G32. Zoom it on in. It's currently at G29. You can see that right up here on this line. See, it says heat map G29. So that one stays on as well. Let's go to Allstate. Now it's back above that. Now it's back above. It was at 33 for a second. Now it's at 29. More than likely, it's going to stay on. Allstate. Selling to strength at G15 plus. Zoom in. It's currently at G14. So unlikely to close today. possibly tomorrow is the closure point. And who knows? We'll see where it goes. Now, I did have a question in the Discord that I needed to answer. This person, or SEO, had an incredible trade that he put on in Gap. So he's got his chart marked up with the half ATRs, the opening one and two ATR, just like mine, which I appreciate. So let's talk about how to work with this. So whenever a stock goes up one ATR, I look to roll the trade. So let's go to Gap. Oh, GPS. Let's go to GPS. Let's look at the April 19th. Let's say, for example, he was in the 23s, the 23 calls, just for example. Each time that it hits an ATR, so he could have done this twice already, on this date and on this date. Each time it hits a one ATR, or closes above, I should say, I like to roll. So, meaning that is a sell to close the original. Let's say if he was in the 23s, sell to close the original, buy to open one or however many you can with same liquidity standards, strike closer. Now, he would be unable to take in a credit. I don't know how much because I don't know when he put it on. But let's say he was able to take 50 cents of credit. He now has 50 cents per contract in his pocket that he gets to keep forever. He just took off profits. And then he took off profits. He's rolled up. So now he can keep the trade alive. Hang on. I have this all marked out in here. Can he roll up for a credit? Sometimes rolling out. Oh, Goran. Hey, dude. That was you. Okay, cool. It was 22s. Ah, cool. What'd you get it for? What was your amount that you bought it for? This will help. Thank you, by the way. I didn't realize that was you. You could roll up to the 23 or the 24 or even the 25. If it were me, I'd be looking at the 24s. So selling to close the 22s, rolling up the 24s. Probably going to take a buck 80 in credit on that. Goran, tell me how much you paid for it. I'm curious. So when you do this, you get to take partial profits today. You free up capital for more trades today. You keep the trade alive today. It still goes on. And then it actually gets better, right? That all sounds awesome, but it gets even better. Imagine it starts to go the other way, right? Imagine. Oh, wow. What a great trade, dude. Imagine paper trading at 345. So if you got it at 345, you could take in a $1.84 today. Okay. When you take in a $1.84, 345 minus 184. So 161. So you've taken off more than half of what the capital was to put it on. You're going to get back. Pretty sweet, right? Now, you still get to sell to close at, let's say, $3 at that point. So you get to take in the $1.61. And then let's say you want to close it. You still get the $3 if you decide to close the 24s again. So 161 plus $3 is 461. You paid 345. 345 divided by 345. So you're already up 33% on the trade. And you get to keep it on. But this is where it gets even better. Right? Profits are awesome. But what if shit happens? What if it goes the other direction? What if it decides to come back at you? This is the best voodoo, right? Now, granted, I say the best, but having winners is the best. This is the second best voodoo. You get to keep the trade on, free up profits, take your capital today. And if it goes against you, it actually goes against you. Instead of 93 cents on every dollar, it goes against you 82 cents on every dollar. Now, what in the world do you mean by that? See the delta here? You're rolling from a 93 delta to an 82 delta. So let's just say that it went down, I don't know, $3, right? 3 times 0.93. That's a 279 loss against your existing profits. Not that great. Sucks. But 3 times 0.82 to 246. That's a $50 less loss that you're taking when it turns around. That's $50 less per contract. That's a huge percent if it turns around. So you're keeping the trade on. You get capital back. You get money in your pocket today. You get to keep the trade on if it continues to go further. You get to roll it up each time, right? You're booking those profits. And then, listen, if it turns around and spikes down, which can happen, I've seen it. That's how I know about this. You actually lose less than if you had just held the original trade. Pretty sweet, right? Hey, Yorn, what's up, dude? Good afternoon. Yorn, you're not flying a Boeing aircraft, are you? Dude. This Boeing story is getting really scary. The whistleblower just accidentally found up suicided. Kind of like Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know. That's kind of scary. Either way, back to this. Let's grab today's signals. We've already covered all this. Oh, geez. He's flying 737s. It was nice knowing you, Yorn. Good luck, dude. All right. So we can filter. So we're going to pop open the bull list. We're going to filter green only. While that runs, I told you guys I'm going to start paper trading the bear list. So what I did was I created this and I made two separate lists. So I went and found a week old data and I was like, I wonder how these look. Dude, watch this. I wonder how these look. Wait, I don't know why that one's not shown. Where's my notes? There's my notes. I don't know why those don't have notes. Look at this. A week ago, while the market's like ripping higher, what is that down? If we were going short, 8%. I mean, at one point, that was really down, 15%. This one is kind of flat. It would have been okay. This one, kind of flat. This one, kind of flat. This one, kind of flat. And this one would have done okay. Could have got out a little bit earlier. So even while the market's pushing higher, these short signals are not something to forget about. Now, I'm not going to trade that. I'm not going to go against the market, but it's not something to forget about. All right, looking at this, there's only one that passes with the green overlay and has a buy signal today, and that's Microsoft, which I have right here. Now, let's run this. I don't know why that layer long. Yeah, that should pull through. It should have pulled through on the scanner. If you want TrendSpider, you don't have to have it, but if you want it. There's something going on with the order block proximity, and I think it has to do with the fact that it closed and took off an order block yesterday. So it's totally, totally good from my perspective. So I would continue on. So the next step is, right, run the scanner, which we did that. TrendSpider backtest. So it's just a simple backtest. Above or under, over the 10 EMA. Does that give positive expectancy? It does. Positive 22%. Let's look at the outlier backtest. I don't need 1 year and max. That's super easy. Just pop this open. Outlier shows 110%. That's pretty great. So we like these signals here. Oh, look at that. It's not super in the greed either. Interesting. Next step. We already did the back test. So 21 days to expiration, 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid ask spread, 20% or less extrinsic value, generally around 80 delta. So if we look at Microsoft option chain, April 19th is more than 21 days. The price of these is outlandish. An 80 delta here at 400 is nearly $30. I'm not paying that. I have a $10 limit. That's a limit that I am self-imposed on, mainly because I don't have to buy that many contract, or let me rephrase that. If I don't have that limit, then I can buy more contracts when it's less than $10, whereas I can only buy three times less when it's $30. That makes sense. So I like to keep my limit at $10 or less. So you can get a lot more contracts when you're paying $10 instead of $30. So if I were to look at a $10 contract here, right, that gets me at 100% extrinsic value. No way. This one is roughly 10% extrinsic value. I mean, legitimately, I can't trade that. It's so expensive. I can't trade that per contract. No way. Now, maybe you are more of a risk taker than I am. Maybe you are. And you're like, how about those out of the money calls, Chris? By all means. By all means. If you wanted to come up and say, I'll take 240 Delta calls to make 80, or I'll take, what could we do? 422 Delta calls to make an 80 Delta. You totally could do that. Absolutely. But here's the problem with that. These do decay. Out of the money calls decay. 100% of the value is extrinsic. Extrinsic value decays. When you go in the money, I like to do 20% or less. Sometimes I go a little bit higher depending on liquidity. But generally speaking, 20%, 25% decays. Whereas 100% of this, when you go out of the money, decays. So I would never buy out of the money calls. It's just a bad proposition here. I would go in the money calls all day, every day. So I do. But out of the money calls, different beast, different animal. So I wouldn't be looking to trade this. And so because of that, because of my liquidity standards, I would skip Microsoft. But that doesn't mean you couldn't buy Microsoft, a share of it, right? You could buy shares of it. You could buy the out of the money calls. I'm just not going to. So that is going to wrap the trading for today. Let's go back to Allstate. Ah, giving it up. 161.12. All right. What I want to do, we're going to cover our final thoughts, and then we'll have our final decision on Allstate. We're just giving it more time to make sure it's going to do what it's going to do, right? Not a fake out here. That's so annoying. All right. So, haven't done a final thoughts in a hot minute, but we got time today. By paying close attention to the market's leading names, you can be in the best stocks before they're obvious to the public. I think Microsoft is a really good example. I would definitely keep an eye on Microsoft. Now, I'm not going to trade it, but Microsoft being one of those big names, like huge names, like multi-trillion dollar names, a very household name. I think if you wanted to impress your friends, I would say, watch Microsoft. Watch it from here. Because we got a buy signal. We got positive back tests. The market is still pushing higher. Like legitimately legit, I think Microsoft could be something huge. I'm just not going to trade it. And by paying close attention to the market's leading names, which you get every single day on this list inside of Outlier, which makes it way easier, you can be in the best stocks before they're obvious to the public. And a lot of people right now are just looking at the market and they're like, oh, geez, it only goes up. This market only ever goes up. We know that's not true. So let's follow our plan. Let's get out of all. What are you going to do here? You playing with me? Went from 609 to 618. We only need 161. Or 161.09 to 161.18. It's 11 cents off. Talk amongst yourselves. It wouldn't surprise me for one second if this dude pops right back up. What I'd really like to do is make a determinant in the last 5 minutes of the day. And I don't want to have to sit here and have you guys wait for me for another 15 minutes. This is my most annoying part of trading. When it's like right at this, like Is it going to stay or is it going to go? Like, be deliberate. Don't be a little bit. Be deliberate. 10 cents off. Give me a break. PSX is looking great. GoDaddy's looking great. But Allstate, no está bien. All right, 614 now. All right, I'm going to cut Allstate. That's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see what the next move was going to be. I'm going to cut Allstate right now. Let's cut it. So let's go to the Allstate options chain. Now, the outlier signal is still good. Don't consider this to be a failure in outlier signal. This is my risk tolerance from yesterday's low. The signal's still great. By all means, it could absolutely rocket ship. And I wouldn't be in it because this is my risk tolerance. This is my trading plan. So, Allstate. Where's it at? We're on the 155 calls. That's it right there. Okay. 155 calls. Let's see where we can get out. Allstate. 155s. See, this is where having a tight liquidity makes a big difference, because the wider that is, the further you got to go to get out. And I don't want to go anywhere to get out. I want to get out right away. All right, let's see where I can get filled. Starting fill, or starting at the 150, Allstate 155s, April 19th. There it is. I'm going to start at 8:30. All right, 8:30. See if I can get filled. No, of course not. All right. Let's try 8:20. Still waiting. Not filled. 8:15. Still okay, there it goes. I got filled. 8:15. 8:15 is my average close price. 8:15. All right, let me update the Discord. So that is a 10% loss. Not that big a deal. Let me move this so you can see it better. Oh, that was the one from yesterday. Okay. So I like to apply. Oh, that was an Allstate trade as well. That's funny. Four. How was it? Three. Today's 3:20. Closed Allstate 155 calls. Four. Is it 8:15? Yeah, 8:15. That was a 10.0% loss. Okay, so full transparency. That's what I did. That's what I got. Now, like I say, the outlier signal is still good. I don't know for how long it'll be before it really starts taking off. But for me, I got to get out. 161.14. That's the closure price. So that's part of trading, my friends. That is part of trading. We got a nice winner, small loser. That's how life goes. You've got to always try and separate yourself from those results. Okay, that's going to wrap it for today. Thanks for coming to the Outlier Trading Room. See you right back here tomorrow. Talk soon.